let's go back to where we were. We missed this because I do want to share with you what Joe Biden said. Between those long naps and those ugly diaper changes, because that's what it was. Joe, it's time to change. Somebody made a mess. Here's bite number three. Listen.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
Oh, you made a mess, little man. Oh, you made a lot of messes, little man. So there you have it. And when that didn't work, you see, when the pandemic went out of control and Joe Biden's numbers, and when Joe Biden's numbers went into the low 30s, they panicked. And they knew that they're going to get creamed in the midterms, destroyed, because Joe Biden was elected with the idea of being a moderate. He's not a moderate. He's whatever they tell him to be. So here's what you've got. Joe Biden's out there calling it Jim Crow 2.0. Voter ID, no mass mail-in ballots, the ability to clean up voter rolls to get rid of, you know, dead people. So the dead people aren't on the voter rolls anymore. That's somehow to Joe Biden is Jim Crow 2.0. But America doesn't agree. In fact, 4 days before Joe Biden made a lot of those comments and called it an assault on our freedom to vote, a poll in Michigan told a very different story. Three-quarters of the battleground state voters, more than actually, supported ballot ID requirements, with black voters expressing the highest support at 79%, which I just told you. That was backed up, by the way. That was backed up, by the way, by a Rasmussen poll a couple of days later that showed 78% of black Americans support voter ID. So this idea that Democrats in Washington making this last-ditch effort to pass legislation to gut state voting laws, to dump the filibuster. See, this is step one. If they can get rid of the filibuster, then they can pass anything with a 50-50 Senate. And Kamala Harris, Commie Harris, breaking the tie. They can get rid of the filibuster, expand the Supreme Court to 13 members and put on whoever they want, because at that point, they only need 51 votes to put on radical leftist jurists, activists in those positions. They can make illegal aliens legal to vote. They can make sure that single-payer health care here forever. They can do all of these things. They can have Bernie Sanders' wish list. It starts with killing the filibuster, which, by the way, is something all of these Democrats, every single one of them, has been opposed to forever. Let me give you an example. Let me go to 2005. Senator Joe Biden in 2005 was staunchly against. In fact, he railed against ending the filibuster and said Democrats should never end it either. But now he wants the same naked power grab he yelled about just 15 years ago. Listen.
Isn't what really is going on here? The majority doesn't want to hear what others have to say. Even if it's the truth. Senator Moynihan, my good friend who I served with for years, said, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. The nuclear option abandons America's sense of fair play. It's the one thing this country stands for, not filling the playing field on the side of those who control and own the field. I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing. But I'm afraid you will teach my new colleagues the wrong lesson.
Well, you apparently got the wrong lesson taught to yourself there, Mr. Biden. You're the one pushing for the end of the filibuster now, claiming it's going to save democracy in America. America, a representative republic, not a democracy. Pure democracies always end the same way, in a bloodbath and violence. True democracies never work. That's why the founders didn't create a true democracy. Voting, yes. Representation, yes. But a republic so that the minority interests are protected. That's the cornerstone of America, protecting minority interests, not bulldozing at all. Protecting the minority interest is the corner. It is the foundational principle that gives freedom to this country. They can't read. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders said he's open to supporting primary challengers against Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. He doesn't care. This old kook, and yes, he's just a kook. Bernie Sanders has always been a kook. He's always been a fringe weirdo. That's who he is. Nobody ever took him seriously until people disliked Hillary Clinton so much that they voted for him and ran her all the way to the wall. She finally came out on top, of course. Hillary on top of Bernie. At any rate, Sanders says he would support going after Manchin and Sinema because they're standing on principle and defending the constituents of their state. Because let me tell you something. The citizens of Arizona and West Virginia feel the same as the citizens of Michigan and the rest of the country. They support voter ID. They don't want mass mail-in ballots. They don't want ballot harvesting because they know, just like all of the nations of Europe know, those are terrible ideas that lead to fraud and dishonest outcomes. Everybody knows it. You have to have a valid ID to get a COVID shot that they want to make mandatory. You have to have an ID to buy a pack of cigarettes or drink a beer. You have to have an ID to get on an airplane. Is that all racist too? Or is it just racist when you're asked to have an ID to vote? And how is it if you take dead people off voter rolls that blocks anybody from voting? The answer is it doesn't. It doesn't. All right, quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.